From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump fired Acting Attorney General Sally Yates late Monday for refusing to back his executive order restricting immigration. The shakeup comes as the Senate has yet to confirm Senator Jeff Sessions as the next attorney general. Meantime, the White House is continuing to defend the travel ban. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I think what we're trying to say is you don't know when the next threat's coming. You don't know when the next attack's coming. And so the best you can do is to get ahead of it, because if you wait, you're going to be reacting. And what I think I want to be clear on is the president's not going to wait. He's going to make sure he does everything in his power when he can to protect the homeland and its people.
Opposition to the ban continues. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker took part in an anti-ban rally on the steps of the Supreme Court last evening.
But we must understand, when somebody attacks Muslim Americans, they attack all of us. When someone attacks with prejudice, we must respond with love. And so I call on everybody that we now must be determined to fight for the long haul.
The executive order blocks citizens of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering U.S. territory for a period of 3 months. The ban has been clarified to allow people with green cards or lawful permanent residency, as well as non-citizen visa holders, to be allowed entry into the U.S. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold urgent talks on Tuesday in response to a ballistic missile test carried out by Iran. The 2015 Security Council resolution prohibits Iran from any activities related to ballistic missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Continuing with our story on the UN and Iran, the 8-year ban followed the adoption of an agreement Iran reached with 6 world powers to limit its nuclear program in return for sanctions relief. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday when he meets with President Trump soon, he will urge him to renew sanctions against Iran. He said Iran's aggression must not go unanswered. President Trump has been a sharp critic of the Iranian nuclear deal, saying the world powers gave up too much in exchange for too little. Police in Quebec City said one suspect remains in custody following Sunday's deadly shooting at a mosque that left 6 dead in what Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called a terrorist attack.
To the more than 1 million Canadians who profess the Muslim faith, I want to say directly, we are with you. 36 million hearts are breaking with yours.
The suspect, 27-year-old Alexandre Bissonnette, a student at Laval University, has been charged with 6 counts of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder with a restricted weapon. 5 people remain in critical condition and 12 suffered lesser wounds. Ukraine said 7 of its soldiers have been killed in the past 2 days in stepped-up fighting by pro-Russian separatists in the east. A Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman said the fighting Sunday was nonstop for 19 hours. A January ceasefire has resulted in a lull in the fighting. Since 2015, nearly 10,000 people have died in the conflict. The U.S. Senate is pressing ahead on President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State with a procedural vote that puts the confirmation on track for later this week. Rex Tillerson received the backing of a majority of the Republican-led chamber Monday evening in a vote that sets in motion a confirmation hearing in the coming days. Most Democrats oppose Tillerson, but are unable to derail the nomination unless several Republicans join them, which appears unlikely. U.S. stocks fell on concern among some investors about the uncertainty surrounding the temporary travel ban on people from 7 countries entering the United States. The benchmark Dow Jones Index fell more than 100 points. And once again, just recapping some of our top stories, President Trump fired his acting attorney general last evening as the Senate awaits the approval of Jeff Sessions as the next attorney general, that decision possibly coming as early as later this week. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.